99.9 WJDL, Brent Paisley's Welcome to the Future. I was just saying to him off the air, what a perfect song here to kind of next to our next little segue, if you will, because he is looking ahead to the future, but yet we have to look back. We can't not look back. Chief Meteorologist Gary Kenalty from the News 3 Now First Warn Weather Center joins us. Pretty boring day, huh, Gary?
Hey, boring is good on the day before you retire. What you don't want is a big temperature swing or a lot of severe weather or wait a minute, we already had that this week. Yep. Don't need any tornadoes. Oh, wait a minute, we've already had that too. It's been a heck of a last 3 weeks to end a career. So,
well, they say go big or go home, right?
Yeah, well, I'm going home. I already had the go big. So. But it's been a great career. You know, events like that are the ones that you remember. You know,
sure.
The Groundhog Day's blizzard of 2011, the Stoughton tornado, back in 2005, the big Madison blizzard of 1990. All of those things you remember. You know, those are the weather events you remember. You don't remember the days like this, but there's a lot more of these days than there are the other ones. But the other ones are the ones where you earn your pay.
So for those who have not heard, we are being joined on the WJBL studio line, sponsored by the Boucher Automotive Group of Janesville. Today is Gary Kenalty's final day at News 3 in Madison. When did you start there, Gary?
I started September 24th of 1990.
Wow.
So I was on the air by early October. I was hired when we were getting ready to start a morning newscast here. One of my first days on the air, we had 3 inches of snow on October 10th. It was the heaviest snow for so early in the season. The forecast is completely blown. I thought, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? But, you know, then a couple months later, we had the blizzard of 1990, 17.3 inches, still the biggest single day snowfall for Madison. But, you know, right after that, we started the morning show. I did mornings for 9 years and then moved to evenings in August of 1999 and have been on the evening shift ever since. But, you know, sometimes you fill in the morning, sometimes you fill in on weekends. That's part of the job. And that's the part that, you know, people don't really understand. Somebody's always got to be there. Somebody calls in sick. You just can't say, sorry, folks, no weather today at 6. Gary's sick. You know, somebody else has to be there. And so it's time to kind of take a step back. Alex Harrington will be taking over as chief meteorologist beginning tomorrow, and he's going to do a great job. I've known Alex for years. He's got the energy, he's got the drive, he's got the social media skills, the kind of stuff that you need in today's media world. But you'll enjoy him, and we're in good hands with him at the helm.
Absolutely. Joined today by Gary Kenalty, who joins us on the studio line right now. Gary, you started at WJFW Channel 12 in Rhinelander, did you not?
I did. Yes, I started in July of 1988. Before that, I was a restaurant manager for McDonald's. My major in college was meteorology. I had graduated from Northern Illinois University, but couldn't find a job in television right away. And so for 5 years, I was a restaurant manager for McDonald's, and I literally switched careers over a weekend. I got the interview. I was at Hamburger University in Oak Brook. I worked my last shift, an 8-to-5 shift at the Itasca, Illinois McDonald's on a Friday afternoon, packed up, moved over the weekend, and was live on the air on Monday at 5 o'clock in Rhinelander.
So check this out.
No orientation, no warm-up.
Just you're throwing in the lion's den, as they say, right?
Yep.
So around that same time.
But,
yeah. No, I was just going to say that you worked with Susan Simon, and I remember this because my dad worked for the city of Stoughton for 15 years, and he moved the family to Three Lakes, which is between Rhinelander and Eagle River. This was in 1987, and my dad and my stepmom and my sister and I, we actually participated there at Channel 12 with the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon. We were there, and I remember you and Susan Simon. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Channel 12 hosted the MDA telethon, and usually I would do the weather in my tuxedo afterwards.
Right. Yes.
And that was, the big thing back in the late 1980s. So, I spent 2 great years there. The only problem was, it's a starter market. And
I
took a 60% pay cut from being a restaurant manager at McDonald's, that first TV job in Rhinelander. But it was, it was good learning experience and got me the job here at Channel 3. And, 33 and a half years later, it's all history.
I guess so. Yeah. Do you have a favorite TV memory? You've already touched on a lot of those with the Stoughton tornado and some of the blizzards and everything else. Anything else stick out to you, Gary?
Not so much the TV memories, but the things I'm going to remember are the support from the viewers and the listeners after I had COVID and was in the hospital for 5 days and was off the air for about 3 weeks. And then when my wife, Jean, unfortunately passed away, so many people just reached out through, letters and emails and calls and social media. That's the stuff that I'll always remember. And now, I'm getting married in August.
I was just going to say, now, Gary, your story doesn't end there. Our condolences definitely were with you at the passing of your late wife, Jean. But you say, and I bring this up because you've been very open about it online and stuff, but you think that maybe there was a higher, somebody put somebody together with you. Did you not? Yes, right?
We are absolutely convinced that Priscilla's late husband Lee and Jean pushed us together in some way, shape, or form. I met her 10 years ago on one of our holiday vacation trips when her dad got sick and her mom asked her to go instead. And then her husband passed away. She moved back to Janesville. And I had an extra ticket for a Cubs game around Memorial Day last year. So it's going to be a one-off thing. We're going to go to a Cubs game. I knew she liked baseball. It's looking for somebody kind of along the way. And all of a sudden, it just clicked. We just found we had so much in common. And one thing, neither one of us is looking. It's one of those things you never know. But the next thing you know, we're engaged and we're going to get married at the end of August.
I have goosebumps right here now, Gary. So here, let me do this. All right. Can you hear that?
Can hear that well.
Yes. All right. So, it takes a lot for me as a Brewer fan to do that for you, but I have to do that.
Well, Priscilla's a Brewer fan too. Just like Gene, she's a Brewer fan who likes to root for the Cubs when we go to the Cubs games at Wrigley Field. And I don't mind rooting for the Brewers when it doesn't affect the Cubs either. So I think it's a marriage made in heaven.
There you go. You're both baseball fans. That's what I have to tell people. As you know, my wife is a Chicago Bears fan. So I'm a Packers fan. And people are like, how does that work? I'm like, you guys are looking at this wrong. We're both football fans. So Gary Kenalty is joining us on the WJBL studio line after how many years there at News 3?
33 and a half.
Yeah, Gary, the door here at Big Radio is always open. I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but if you'd like a part-time job, we might be able to have something here for you. If you want to do some news and weather and sports here for Big Radio, we'll talk to Ben.
I'll keep it in mind, but I need to decompress for a while. All of the long hours and days and things, it's just one of those things that I just need some time off just to relax. And then, we'll see where things go. We're going to do some traveling. Still going to do the holiday vacation trip. So
very good. If there was anybody who deserves some time away, it is you, my friend. And personally, for me, because I was always on in the afternoon, and as you know, that severe weather usually hits around this time. So we thank you for your dedication. And yes, you're talking about the weekend and the filling in. And I remember times you coming in on your vacations because, as you said, the show's got to go on and the weather is always there. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Gary. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you for your professionalism, your dedication, and your severe weather coverage. Top notch. Throughout the southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois area, and a career that was bar none. So well done and thank you. Finally, Gary, I'll give you a choice here. Convoy, Roses for Mama, or Wolf Creek Pass? What is your pleasure?
How about Wolf Creek Pass? That's one of my favorites.
All right. We will do that for you right now. Meteorologist Gary Kenalty, chief meteorologist for at least till 10:30.
Till 10:30. Thanks, JP.
Thank you.